Tip number 76. Hello, this is John Chambers, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tip, a collection of short podcasted tips covering the technologies we use every day. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. TechPodcasts.com. Today's tip, filtering mail with Gmail. For a limited time, GoDaddy is offering $1.99 domain names, transfers, or renewals with each and every new non-domain product you buy. Each domain name includes complete email, a $9.95 value free. That's your own personalized email account, plus 1 Minute Tip listeners get an additional 10% off any order. Just enter TECH3, that's T-E-C-H and the number 3 as your source code. And now back to our tip. So let's say you wanted to have a contest and you had everybody send you an email with something unique in the subject line. And what you wanted to do is gather all that information in one place and then be able to select from a group. So here's how you can do it in Gmail. So first of all, let's open up our Gmail account, and on the left-hand side, down at the bottom of Labels, go ahead and hit Edit Labels, and we'll create a new label or a folder to hold all the entries. Now once you've created a label, click on Settings in the upper right-hand corner of the Gmail window, and go into Filters, and click on the Filters tab at the top. So in the subject line, you can enter in the keyword you've asked your participants to use. Now you might want to test the search with a test message. Now you can set up an action for this filter. So we'll apply the label to it that we just created. Now you have a label that only contains those special emails. So now in this label, you can use the J and the K keys to scan up and down very quickly in this list. Now all of this works fine if you have a small contest, but if you have hundreds and hundreds of entries, this is not going to work, as the filter will only show you 100 entries at a time maximum. So if you have a really large list, what you might have to do is take screen snapshots of it, stitch them all together in Photoshop, and then you can use the up and down arrows to scan through a really large list of people. And I have my official name chooser standing right here. Hey Connor, how you doing? You're doing good. Will you help me out?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to pick a name from a list, okay?
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tap on this arrow key right here, and I move down the list. Now I'm going to start tapping, and when you feel like saying stop, you say stop, okay? Ready?
Stop.
Well, that was awfully quick. Let's start again.
Stop.
Good. Thank you very much. You just helped me pick a winner for our contest, okay? Yeah, it's a contest, and they're going to win an iPod Nano. Hey, thanks a lot, Connor. So, Connor, just help me pick Don Bice. B-I-C-E. So I'll begin contact with you shortly. Now, don't give up just yet. Connor and I are going to be picking 5 names from this list, and we're going to be giving out either an iTunes Music Library gift certificate or an Amazon gift certificate. And a big thank you to all those who entered the contest, and especially those who stuck in a little extra comment. Really made my week. I surely appreciate it. It's been a great 100 shows, and I'm really looking forward to the next 100. And in just a couple of weeks, our 1-year anniversary. So thank you very much, and as always, questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com, and be sure to check out the website at www.oneminutetip.com.